Liverpool 0-1 PSG, Darwin Nunez not to blame for Reds Champions League loss, BBC Sport, date modified : 2025-03-12T00:4539.882Z, description : Darwin Nunez is not to blame for Liverpool's defeat by PSG but his miss seems to carry more weight, writes Phil McNulty. Nunez not to blame, but you felt his miss carried more weight, image source, Getty Images. Image caption, Darwin Nunez and Arnie Slot, Phil McNulty, chief football writer at Anfield, published, March 12, 2025, 12:45 GMT, 1204 comments, Darwin Nunez fell into the arms of Arnie Slot at the conclusion of a dramatic night that may yet come to define the spectacularly mixed bag that has been the Uruguayan's Liverpool career. Nunez must not shoulder the blame for Liverpool's exit on penalties at the last 16 stage of the Champions League after cruising into the knockout phase, only to be drawn against the growing force that is this outstanding Paris Germain side. Liverpool's support, as they always have, stood firmly behind Nunez, but he suffered a nightmare with an undistinguished performance as a substitute before missing a penalty in the shootout. He was courageous enough to step up to take Liverpool's second penalty in the shootout, but there was a nervous air inside Anfield. Former Liverpool defender Stephen Warnock confirmed on BBC Radio 5 Live what many others felt: you just had that feeling as Darwin Nunez walked up to the ball. A sense of anxiety from the Liverpool fans. He didn't have an impact on the game. And it was justified as Nunez's spot kick was not enough to defeat the expertise of PSG goalkeeper Gianluigi Donnarumma. Indeed, Nunez may not even have been called upon to take a penalty had Liverpool not lost Trent Alexander-Arnold to injury and replaced the reliable spot kick taker Alexis McAllister on a physically and mentally draining, emotional night. Nunez trudged disconsolately back to the halfway line, where he was comforted by his Liverpool teammates, but the credits were rolling on their Champions League campaign as PSG converted four outstanding penalties, with Curtis Jones also seeing his penalty saved. PSG knock Liverpool out of Champions League with shootout win, PSG loss best game I've been involved in, Slot, published 3 hours ago, which teams are through in Champions League, and who plays who next. Published 11 hours ago, Liverpool head coach Slot gave Nunez the hard word recently when he said he can't accept his work rate in games at home to Wolverhampton Wanderers and at Aston Villa. There was no question about his work rate here, but this was a confused, over-anxious display characterized by misplaced passes and misunderstandings after he replaced Diogo Jota with 17 minutes left of normal time. If anything, this was the work of someone trying too hard. It will, however, only increase the question marks about whether it will ever fall into place for a striker who earned a reputation as Captain Chaos for his all-action style but simply does not produce with the consistency to meet Liverpool's demands. Nunez, it should be stressed, was certainly not to blame for Liverpool's loss and the greats can miss penalties, but it was his miss that felt as if carried more weight. He is likely to have plenty of chances to turn his fortunes around, perhaps starting against Newcastle United in Sunday's Carabao Cup final, but there is an inescapable sense that his future is likely to be on the agenda in the summer when Slot's tenure moves into its next phase, almost certainly with a Premier League title to defend. Tough night for Liverpool, but PSG will threaten every opponent. This was a tough night in all respects for Liverpool, who will certainly question the luck of the Champions League draw after topping the new format's table with ease only to draw a PSG side who can now be considered potential winners, such is their quality. If Liverpool rode their luck to somehow escape with a 1-0 win in the first leg in Paris, they did not enjoy the best of fortune here as both Alexander-Arnold, injured and now a doubt to face Newcastle United at Wembley, and Jarel Kwanzaa hit the woodwork. Donnarumma also saved well from Ibrahima Konate and Luis Diaz, while Mohamed Salah had a rare night when the final flourish eluded him. Liverpool's luck did not even hold for the toss for penalties, the kicks being taken in front of PSG's fans at the Anfield Road end rather than in front of the Kop, who were forced to try and inspire from afar. This was the first time Liverpool had gone out at Anfield after winning the first leg of a European tie, while it was also the first time they had lost a penalty shootout in this competition after winning the European Cup against Roma in Rome in 1984, the Champions League against AC Milan in 2005, then beating Chelsea in the semi-final in 2007. PSG will say, with some justification, they deserved their win over two legs, and coach Luis Enrique, a Champions League winner with Barcelona, is presiding over a superb revamp of a team that looks more cohesive and energetic than the one that failed so often in the Champions League. The bling-bling era of Lionel Messi, Kylian Mbappe, and Neymar has gone, to be replaced by Usman Ndombele finally fulfilling his potential and recent signing Kvaratskhelia Kvaratskhelia adding a new dimension. This is a team that will threaten every opponent. This video cannot be played. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. Media caption: I hope fans didn't want incredible game to stop slot, Sunday's final a chance to rebound, for Liverpool, this is a bitter disappointment among all their imperious Premier League progress this season. Talk of a quadruple was always fanciful, but the FA Cup campaign ended when Slot fielded a virtual reserve side at the Championship's bottom club Plymouth Argyle, while an exit at the last 16 stage always counts as a Champions League failure for a club of Liverpool's aspirations. This season still has so much to offer for Liverpool and Slot, as they stand 15 points clear at the top of the Premier League, their coronation now little more than a formality as their rivals fall by the wayside in the face of their relentless consistency. It has been a superb campaign. The Champions League, however, always adds that extra touch of spice and glamour to the latter stages of any Liverpool season, and there was no disguising the pain of defeat on the faces of their players and Slot when Desire Doué slammed home the penalty that confirmed PSG's place in the quarter-finals, where they will face either Aston Villa, who hold a 3-1 lead from the first leg, or Club Brugge. Liverpool have the perfect opportunity to recover from this disappointment with a Wembley final against Newcastle on Sunday, but there is no escaping this was a night of huge disappointment for a side touted by so many as the best side in Europe and Champions League favourites. Related topics: Liverpool UEFA Champions League football. More on this story, latest Liverpool news, analysis and fan views. Get Liverpool news sent straight to your phone. Published 26 July 2022. Comments cannot be loaded. To load comments you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. View comments 1204, top stories, live. Reaction to Liverpool's Champions League exit to PSG, the best game I've ever been involved in, Slot on PSG defeat, published 3 hours ago, switch to centre definitely on the cards, Freeman, published 4 hours ago, elsewhere on the BBC, Frank Skinner's panel game show of reviews is back, an explosive Agatha Christie murder mystery, energetic dance tunes to get you moving, Helen Fielding on how Bridget Jones's diary came to be, elsewhere in sport, this guy's mega, how Norris developed into world title contender, Nunez not to blame, but you felt his miss carried more weight, rugby family inspires me to be as good as them, Tuipulotu, Man Utd's new stadium, 11 key questions, Squares is back. Play BBC Sports new Champions League game. Does Verstappen fear Russell but not Norris? F1 Q&A, The 100 Draft, who should each team target? Lions watch, Kinghorn and Chesham star but Lawrence injury blow, from almost quitting football to Ballon d'Or hope, Rafinha's rebirth, club is in period of change, Ratcliffe. Video: club is in period of change, Ratcliffe, England had Italy on the ropes but didn't recreate French demolition job. Some Man Utd players not good enough and overpaid, what would success look like? Key questions for Hamilton at Ferrari, 5 talking points from round 4 of Six Nations, England shine in the sun but Cardiff cauldron awaits, driver changes, weather, form in testing, guide to F1's season opening race, does cricket risk apathy if status quo continues, Ingebrigtsen a great but George will have his time. Danny Mills on Suns 3,000m silver. Video: Ingebrigtsen a great but George will have his time. Danny Mills on Suns 3,000m silver. When could Liverpool seal Premier League title? Dominant France win ends Ireland's Grand Slam hopes. Video: Dominant France win ends Ireland's Grand Slam hopes. Home News, Sport, Business, Innovation, Culture, Travel, Earth, Video, Live, Terms of Use about the BBC Privacy Policy, Cookies, Accessibility, Help, Parental Guidance, Contact the BBC, BBC Emails for You, Advertise with Us, Copyright 2025 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, window __web_app_config_=, window__initial_data_data_global_global_navigation, country://it/language=engb/service/commercial/name/global/navigation/comma/props/country/colon/language/colon/eng/service/commercial.